Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Incwadi esifundayo ekuseni kwanamhlanje, incwadi yezenzo chapter 10, verse 1 to 6, ne 2 Samuel 18:18. Lithi leli lizwi. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion. It was known as an Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 PM, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared in him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with the Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu lapho bese ku Second Samuel chapter 18 wakhona verse 18 bese lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu verse 18, "During his lifetime, Absalom had taken a pillar and erected it in the king's valley as a monument to himself, for he thought, 'I've no son to carry on the memory of my name.' He named the pillar after himself, and it's called Absalom Monuments to this day." Silbonge izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje i-tag le message yethu ithi take token of remembrance. Manje uma sibheka every one of us sisaphila sine influence. Whether we are influential in the positive way or in the negative way. Manje, this is what we will be known, noma sesihambile, ukuthi sikwaze uku-influensa kanjani. Did we influence people negatively, or did we influence people positively? Manje, lana, we all carry in us a token of remembrance. We lived an important imprint or a memorial. Uma sisahamba nje bangcwele. We leave an imprint, immemorially. This is a token of remembrance. Izinto esikhunjulwa ngazo siphila, nezinto esikhunjulwa ngazo sesihambile. Manje le verse ku 2 Samuel 18:18. Sithola ukuthi manje this person is a Jew and he's a king's son who was supposed ukuthi to take over after ubabakhe seke shonile uDavide. But he chose ukuthi ubabakhe saphila. He built a monument for himself. When little lilies for himself so that he could be remembered when he is gone and when he's no more. Ngani ngoba he was childless. Manje, this is the very thing efana naleyo yenza indodana yolahleko. Eyafuna ingcebo kababakhe esaphila. Nalo uyokwakha imonument yakhe ubabakhe esaphila. And manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, manje sisakhuluma nge-token of remembrance. Ukuthi wonke umuntu nalento yokuthi kukhona into engifuna ukukhunjulwa ngayo. Manje, on the contrary, kulezi esilifundile, sithola kuzenzo chapter 10, sifunda ngendoda kuthiwa uCornelius. And this Cornelius was a Gentile, not even a Jew, but he chose to worship God, ka-Israel. Moreover, as a soldier, ngani ngoba manje, he was a Roman soldier, and the Romans had their own gods, and one of their gods, ababenayo, kuthiwa uNkulunkulu abamworshiphayo uNkulunkulu the God of War, his name was Mars. But yena he never worshiped Mars as a soldier ngoba that was the God of War ababeliever kuyo amaRomans, but he worshiped the God of Israel. Manje, today I would like to throw a question gimi nawe ukuthi manje, what yini talking of remembrance esiyenzayo sisaphila ngani ngoba ngishilo ukuthi sine influence whether we influence in the positive or influence in the negative but kithi sonke sihamba we've got this token of remembrance esinayo abantu abazosikhumbula ngayo whether it's our families whether abantu abangasema families at our neighbors kwi society manje on the same note I would like us to be reminded ukuthi let us be reminded that it is not about erecting a stone njengoba uAbsalom wa erecta a stone ngoba namhlanje vele siyawa erecta amantshe as a monument mhlambe abantu abahambile but manje lana ngikhuluma ngani nge monument azenzela yona ephila ukuthi uma bese hambile bamkhumbule ngayo uyi erecta ephila ubabakhe manje yiloko futhi esikubonayo i monument eyakhiwa ubani uSawuli in the Old Testament uma sifunda ku first Samuel chapter 15 ku verse 12 wakhona lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu siyakhumbula wamthuma uSawuli ukuthi ayobulala amaleki wonke angashiyi nelilodwa but wawuphula umthetho kaNkulunkulu azange akwenze lokho but izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uma ebuya lapho instead ukuthi ayoripota kuSamuel ukuthi ngikwenzile lithi wahamba wayokwakha yena eKhameli he set up a monument in the name of his honor to honor him not uNkulunkulu ngoba in the first place into ayenzile never honored God ngoba kamlalelanga uNkulunkulu into athema kayisho manje this is what many of us esizenzayo we have set monuments ngama title ethu we have set monuments ngokuthi I'm a pastor we have set monuments ngokuthi I'm an apostle we have set monuments ngokuthi I'm a bishop but the question is can God send a word to us as he did to Cornelius to say to us ukuthi whatever siyenzayo kuye nasebantwini has come as a memorial offering before uNkulunkulu. We may fool ourselves, we may fool people, but we cannot fool God because of it is obedience yethu. Whoever as into sizenzayo esingamthokozisa uNkulunkulu sikula ma title esikuwo ukuthi izenzo zethu they are bleeding behind us njengalezi zimvu which were bleeding behind uSamuel as he bleated behind behind uSamuel azabuza ukuthi yini lezi what are these that are bleeding kuthwani emva kwakho manje ekseni kwanamhlanje kukhona izinto ezikhala emva kwethu manje ekseni sikhuluma nge-token of remembrance ngithe ekseni kwanamhlanje i-token of remembrance is something esihamba nayo esikhunjulwa ngayo whether yinto enhle noma yinto embi is something e-influence abantu whether it influences positive or negative manje sikhulume nango-Cornelius eyakhe i-token of remembrance into ayenza uNkulunkulu waze wathi kuye into ayenza ayenza uCornelius uthe uThixo kuye it has come as a memorial offering before uNkulunkulu kukhona izinto ekudingeka ukuthi uma sizenza zize as a memorial offering before uNkulunkulu ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu athi make lalela kube a sweet sound athi uNkulunkulu make inuka anuke umhamuko omnandi wezinto esizenzayo as a token of remembrance manje ngikhulume la ukuthi uAbsalom yena wazakhela a monument for himself engalaleli wayengalalela umzali wakhe but ezakhela imonument ukuthi akhunjulwe uzokhunjulwa kanjani ngoba zange amlalele ubaba wakhe kwakudingeka ukuthi yena athi make hambile uDavide athi take over as a son but azange amamele kodwa wazozakhela imonument engegama lakhe. Siyabona noSawuli azange amlalele uNkulunkulu wathi makabulala ama-Amaleki. Makabuya uyahamba uyakamela uyokwakha imonument yakhe. Nanamhlanje ngisasho bangcwele kukhona ama-monument esizakhele wona, ama-tigless wabekayo. And uthole ukuthi kolo ma-tigless wabekile asimlaleli uNkulunkulu, asenzi njengoba uNkulunkulu efuna. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sifunde izwi lapha kuMatthew chapter 26. Silifunda leli lizwi kuMatthew 26, sizofunda from 6 to 13 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi Matthew 26 from 6 to 13 wakhona. Siyathola ukuthi lithi, while Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simeon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of a very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indebted. Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have sold as a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful things to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have with me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for my burial. Bese ku verse 13 wakhona, e important kakhulu. Lithi, I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in a memorial of her. In a memorial of her. Wathi uJesu Kristu ngiyantshela ukuthi lapha ivangeli liyoshinyela khona, le nto ayenzile, it will be told in a memorial of her. Manje siyabona ukuthi akusukuzakhela izinto ezithile, kukhona izinto ekufanele sizenze ezizokwenza kuNkulunkulu ukuthi abekwazi ukusikhumbula. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, this woman bangcwele kuverse 2 wakhona yona le chapter, siyathola ukuthi ukwenze lokhu ngoba iverse 2 yakhona ithi, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Lo mfazi wakwenza 2 days before uJesu aye esiphambanweni. And amaka kwenze lokho, she was led by the Holy Spirit. Ngani? Ngoba ebengazi ukuthi uJesu Kristu angeke ahlale isikhathi eside esiphambanweni. Kufanele ukuthi ehliswe. Ayo ngithi bayuthi masehlise isidumbu bese basigcobisa bese basincwaba. UJesu Kristu angeke abe nethuba lokugcotshiswa or lokugcoba njengoba babenza babegcoba. That is why besibona ekuseni lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lesitshela ukuthi abafazi bahambe ekuseni beya le emangcwabeni bephethe ukuthi bayomgcoba isidumbu ngoba azange babe nesikhathi sokumngcwaba uJesu. Manje leli lizwi ungalifunda kahle, singalifunda kahle uma sikuJohn 12 kuverse 7 ukuya phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje lithi leli lizwi, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she did has done the will also be told in the memory of her. Manje ukwenza a token of memory of remembrance, ukwenza into ehlukile. Kufanele senze into ehlukile kwabanye abantu. We've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. Singenzi into ejwayelekile. Uyazi umoya ongcwela ngakutshela into bese uhamba uyobuza komnye umuntu, athi omnye umuntu hayi le oyikhulumayo angiyazi, akudlulele. Kanti uNkulunkulu ukhulume nawe, umoya ongcwele ukhulume nawe. Manje we need to be led by the Holy Spirit to do things that are unusual, in an unusual way, uma senza a token of remembrance. Another token of remembrance, umsebenzi nakuHezekiah siyabona, wenza a token of remembrance uHezekiah. Ngoba uHezekiah wathola izinto zingahambi kahle eJerusalema. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu neminyango yayiseyivaliwe bangakwazi ukuyokhonza. But uHezekiah, he made a way ukuthi ahambe ayopurifya indlu kaNkulunkulu. ahamba yo repair itempele lali destroy khona ahamba yo khipha ama idols ababa worshipa e Jerusalem awathatha phuma yenawo e Kidron Valley ayoshisela khona ahambe anyuse athathe ipo a reform the priesthood position ngoba abapriest babengasa perform ngani ngoba indlu kaNkuluNkulu ivaliwe and the lithi kaNkuluNkulu he dug the famous Siloam tunnel to bring water kuphi inside kuma halls ase Jerusalem sisawathola namhlanje if you visit Israel you go to a tour yayo yona leyo ndawo leyo lapha akha khona itunnel manje uma uIsaiah ethunywa kuye ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu uyamtshela ukuthi izinsuku zakho seziphelile wakwazi ukuma phango uNkulunkulu and he reminded God how he walked before him with a truth and perfect heart wathi uNkulunkulu khumbula ngihambe kanjani phango buso bakho ngani ngeqiniso nangeuperfect manje this was a token of remembrance eyenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu akhumbule and uNkulunkulu athumela uIsaiah esaphuma esangweni ukuthi buyele emuva uyomtshela ukuthi I'm giving him another 15 years extra ngani ngoba he has done something abanye abantu abangacabanga ngokuyenza babe ignora zonke izinto manje uNkulunkulu siyakhumbula ukuthi i-talking of remembrance even wayishona ku-Abraham wathi walk before me and be blameless kwakudingeka ukuthi ahambe phango uNkulunkulu abe blameless this will be a talking of remembrance manje siyathola ukuthi i-talking of remembrance ukwenza kahle phango uNkulunkulu njengoba sibone indaba kaCornelius uCornelius wenza izinto ngomehluko abanye bekhonza iithixo zaseRoma abanye bekhonza imas uNkulunkulu wamasoja aseRoma yena wathi mina ngizokhonza uNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli ngizokhuleka kuye nefamily yami ngizokwenza kahle until lezi zinto azenzayo zafika njengomhamuko phango kuNkulunkulu emakhaleni kaThixo yafuka as a memorial kuthiwani offering phango uNkulunkulu engasiyena umJuda engenayo uJesu Kristu that is why uNkulunkulu had to send uSimon uPetro ukuthi ashumele ivangeli ukuthi yebo wenza kahle lezi zinto zifike kahle kodwa kusizona ezizokungenisa ezulwini udinga kwamukela uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi wempilo yakho ngoba abantu baningi abenza izinto ezinhle bangcwele abantu abanikelayo baze baphume kotelevishini besibonisa the way benza ngakhona kodwa kukhona into abashodelayo ngoba singena izulu ngemisebenzi yethu singena izulu ngoJesu Kristu ngani ngoba lithi izulu kaNkulunkulu ukulunga kwemvelo kufana neidwedwe inukayo phango uNkulunkulu manje sibona indaba ye talking of remembrance ukuthi kukhona izinto ekufanele sizenze phango uNkulunkulu asithume ukuthi sizenze which will be a talking of remembrance njengoba sikhulumile nangaye uHezekiah Uba sifunda kwincwadi kaMilaki kuchapter 3 sifunda kuverse 16 to 18 lithi leli lizwi then those who feared the Lord talked with each other and the Lord listened and heard a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name The verse 17, there will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasure possession. I will spare them just as a compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Manje siyabona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi there is a scroll of remembrance. Ngoba vele iBhayibheli lesitshela ukuthi kuyavula incwadi. Makuvulele incwadi kuyobonakala ukuthi simephi manje thina. Manje la ekseni kwanamhlanje ngikhumbula ngikhuluma bangcwele nge-talking of remembrance ukuthi manje akusama titles nawo. Akusizinto esiyibekayo. Akusiya ama-monument esizakhela wona. But talking of remembrance masingakhunjulwa abantu bodwa masikhunjule uNkulunkulu athi makabheka phansi uNkulunkulu asikhumbule uyabona exeni kwanamhlanje sengivala ngithanda ukuthi nawo ama scripture ongasifundela wona uma uhleli phansi lapha kuNehemiah chapter 13 ku verse 14 wakhona uNehemiah chapter 13 verse 14 naye uthi lana makekhuluma remember me Lord ngemisebenzi engiyenzile ufu ubheke futhi nalapha ku chapter khona chapter 13 uverse 10 to 11 verse 11 wakhona nakhona naku verse 22 verse 19 and 21. Kula uNehemia athi khumbula uNkulunkulu imisebenzi engiyenzile. Siyakhumbula ukuthi uNehemia eziwili indonga abanye bebengenandaba kodwa uthe makezwa ngendonga zaseJerusalem eyiwile uNehemia waphakamela phezulu wakhuleka ukuthi inkosi ngibuyisele ngiyokwakha indonga manje uthi makakwenza izinto ebethi ngikhumbula imisebenzi yami naye uHezekiah wama wabamba udenga wathi Nkulunkulu khumbula imisebenzi yami manje you may not have a title you may not have anything ongayishiya ebantwaneni bakho you may not have money you may not have any ilifa but kunelifa elikhunjulwa uNkulunkulu elibhalayo ku memorial scroll ilifa lokwenza kahle phango uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu asenze kahle ekuseni ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.